Hello. Welcome to the Winter 2022 edition of Envision, the magazine of Devon Insight. Before we start, just a reminder about what to do with the dongle and the yellow pouch when you've finished listening to this recording. Place the dongle into the pouch, making sure that you seal the Velcro at the top. Then rotate the address card at the front of the pouch. The pouch can then be put in any postbox. You don't need to take it to the post office and you don't need to pay any return postage. If you have a message for us, you can always leave a letter inside the pouch. Now, let's get started. The cover of the print edition has a photograph of an older man with white hair and a beard, wearing a flat cap and a scarf, and he's standing inside a bus. The title says, Connecting You, Tackling Loneliness with Transport. This is Graham Flynn speaking, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight, and we'll start with Chapter 1, which is my welcome. Welcome to the winter edition of Envision magazine. The following words have widely been attributed to the French writer and philosopher Albert Camus, who was awarded a Nobel Prize in 1957. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. As we come to the end of another turbulent year with the ongoing COVID pandemic, war in Ukraine and the economic crisis, it's important to take time to reflect and plan for the future. A key piece of work I undertake at Devon Insight with the Board of Trustees is to formulate our strategic plan. I've included an overview of the plan in this edition of the magazine. This might seem a little dry to the casual reader, but underpinning all of our work is our vision to make Devon a better place for people who are blind or partially sighted to live and work. Despite all the challenges that life throws at you, please remember, we are here to walk beside you as your friend. On behalf of the team at Devon Insight, may I wish you all a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. Chapter 2, Supporting You, an overview of our services. Devon Insight offers a range of holistic services for anyone affected by sight loss across Devon. We can provide support to people who are blind or partially sighted, their families, friends and carers. Information, Advice and Guidance Service. We are committed to providing accurate and impartial information, advice and guidance. You can access our comprehensive information resources through our helpline on 01392 876 666. I'll give you that number again, 01392 876 666. You can also access our website, which is www.devoninsight.org.uk. Envision magazine is available free in a range of accessible formats, large print, digital via email, and in audio. It can also be accessed on your smartphone through the British Wireless for the Blind app and your Alexa smart speaker through the Talking Newspaper skill. Our independent living services. We work with you to identify the equipment, support and training that will help you maintain your independence and live life to the full. We undertake this valuable work in partnership with Health and Social Care and the Voluntary Sector. We have a unique assistive technology partnership with Sight and Sound Limited, the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for people who are blind and partially sighted. We also offer living with sight loss events across the county, where you can meet partners in health and social care, the voluntary sector and community groups. Our health and wellbeing service. Our health and wellbeing services aim to help keep you physically and mentally fit and safe in your home. We can help you make some healthy lifestyle choices, such as smoking cessation, or arrange a free home safety check with the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. We can also provide emotional support, and in some cases, formal counselling. For fun, friendship and really useful information about living life with low vision, you can join our free telephone-based chit-chat calls every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Our free telephone speaker seminars take place monthly with speakers from across the sight loss sector and beyond. These are structured so that following a formal information sharing presentation, listeners can contribute by asking questions and share their lived experiences of sight loss. Finally, influencing change. We believe that it's important that people who are blind or partially sighted, their family and carers, have a voice in the development of sight loss services and other community services across Devon. We therefore provide a sight loss forum and other ways for you to influence change. For information about any of our services, please call us on the helpline. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 3. Information, Advice and Guidance Service. News Desk. Keeping you informed. This is illustrated with a photograph of Jenny Benham, Judy Pride and Tessa Barrett with a bunch of flowers in Judy's hands. Judy Pride retires. We first met Judy when she was the local area manager for the Macular Society. We enjoyed some very productive partnership working with her over a number of years. In 2017, Judy joined Devon in Sight as a trustee. As we emerged from the COVID-19 lockdowns, Judy joined the Devon in Sight staff team as Head of Development and Operations in November 2021. She set up our telephone-based peer support, chit-chat calls, which have been so supportive to many clients. We always knew that Judy was going to be part of the team for a limited time, so we'd like to wish her all the very best for her retirement. Devon in Sight Christmas opening hours. The Devon in Sight helpline will close from 2 p.m. on Friday the 23rd of December and will open again at 10 a.m. on Tuesday the 3rd of January 2023. Emergency support. Please remember, you should seek urgent medical help as soon as possible if you have a sudden serious change in your vision, lose all or part of your vision in one eye or both eyes, have an accident involving your eyes, or suddenly start seeing flashing lights or floaters in your vision. NHS 111 can help you if you have an urgent medical problem and are not sure what to do. Call 111 by phone, visit 111.nhs.uk website. If you're deaf and want to use the phone service, you can use NHS 111 BSL Interpreter Service by visiting nhs.uk/111. You can also call 18001111 on a text phone. I'll give you that text phone number again. It's 18001111. NHS 111 is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Chapter 4. Influencing Change Feature. Customer Satisfaction Survey 2022. Every 2 years, Devon Insight conducts a randomised customer satisfaction survey to ensure that the services we provide remain relevant and of high quality. The results of the survey help inform the charity's service development strategy and allows us to make changes to our services if required. Below are some examples of some of the responses you gave. 84% of you said your sight loss has a significant impact on your daily life. This reaffirms that people need to know what services are available across the county. We are working actively with all of the referring agencies to ensure that everyone knows how to access our services or can be referred directly to our information, advice and guidance service. 60% of you said that our support had helped to reduce your feelings of isolation. Emotional support is paramount to our health and wellbeing service. We continue to fundraise to ensure this vital service reaches more people than ever. 48% of you said that you had engaged with Devon Insight over a longer period than a year. This means that you are engaging with our services at all points of your sight loss journey. We recognise that our services cannot always provide you with the support you need, so we signpost to other organisations who can. Our ability to refer you to partner organisations forms an important part of our service. Other feedback. We were most grateful for all the additional information you provided that fell outside the scope of the questionnaire, but is helping us to shape our services for the future. Many of you have highlighted the same issues that affect your daily lives, including accessing information in accessible formats from health and social care providers, using public transport, accessing assistive technology, and getting information about sight loss services earlier in your sight loss journey. A full report of the 2022 Customer Satisfaction Survey can be found on the Devon Insight website under About Us. The website address is www.devoninsight.org.uk. Alternatively, just put Devon Insight into the taskbar. Chapter 5, Governance Feature, Strategic Plan 2022-2025. I presented our revised strategic plan at the Annual General Meeting on the 28th of October 2022. This is what I said. As we emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic and respond to the ongoing economic crisis, we have identified 7 strategic priorities that will take us up to and include our centenary in 2025. It is imperative that we have a clear vision for sight loss services in Devon. This means including people with sight loss in our decision making, consolidating our service offer, having plans for income generation and building capacity, and driving forward change to make Devon a better place for people affected by sight loss to live and to work. Priority 1. We will develop a clear vision for sight loss in Devon to make Devon a sight loss friendly county. We will identify gaps in service provision for people affected by sight loss in Devon and pilot initiatives that will make life easier for more of the population living with sight loss. Devon Insight is keen to develop information resources and/or services which tackle digital exclusion, accessible information, accessible transport, support for younger people transitioning into adult services, employment, and carers. We will look at ways that we can help raise awareness of sight loss with the public and service providers to make their services more accessible for everyone. Priority 2, people in the lead. We will continue to promote a culture of listening and participation at all levels of the charity by encouraging participation from our stakeholders. We will encourage people affected by sight loss to take a more active role in service development by encouraging them to become voting members, participate in our sight loss forum and client satisfaction surveys. We will actively take issues raised by people living with sight loss to decision makers to make services better. We will celebrate outstanding customer service given to people who are blind or partially sighted by encouraging our clients to nominate individuals and organisations for our Community Champion Awards. Priority 3. We will consolidate our sight loss service so that it has the most impact for people who are blind or partially sighted. Our revised sight loss service will focus on the four key areas of Information, Advice and Guidance, IAG, Independent Living, Health and Wellbeing, and Influencing Change, in other words, making the world a better place for people with sight loss. Priority 4. Funding our existing services will remain a key priority. Our ability to sustain our services will depend largely on being able to secure significant multi-year funding in a highly competitive environment. We will continue with our broad fundraising strategy, developing trusts and grants, business and corporate fundraising, and community fundraising. We will ensure that our reserves are used wisely to support the charity's operations and development. Priority 5. We will develop a vision for volunteering within the charity to help build capacity. Volunteers support our organisation on many levels, including patronage, trustees, head office functions, the Sight Loss Forum, and community fundraising. We will review our vision for volunteering in light of the changes to our service delivery model and update our volunteering strategy before embarking on a recruitment campaign to give more opportunities for volunteering. Priority 6. We will contribute to the development of policy and best practice at a local, regional and national level through effective partnerships with other sight loss charities, healthcare providers and commissioners. Although our priority is local service delivery, we can achieve wider impact by helping to shape policy and practice at a local, regional and national level. We will continue to develop formal strategic partnerships with key statutory and voluntary sector partners, strengthening referral pathways and partnership working to achieve this. We will continue to take an active role in the Devon and Torbay Vision Impairment Network, the Southwest Associations Network, SWAN, and Visionary, the national umbrella organisation for sight loss charities. We will work closely with One Devon, the new integrated care system for Devon. This sees the three local authorities, NHS Devon Clinical Commissioning Group, NHS Trusts, General Practice, Community Services, Mental Health Services and the voluntary and community sector working together to improve the health of all residents, better support for people living with multiple and long-term conditions, prevent illness, tackle variation in care and deliver joined-up services while getting the maximum impact for every pound spent. We will lead on the development of a Devon Sight Loss Guide in partnership with our stakeholders for NHS England. Priority 7. We will optimise the potential for our centenary in 2025. Devon in Sight was established in 1925 and has a long and proud history of serving people who were blind and partially sighted. 2025 marks our centenary. We will ensure that we use the build-up to this milestone as an effective tool to build effective partnerships, develop sponsorship opportunities, recruit patrons, and raise awareness of our charity to the general public. Our strategic plan for 2022 to 2025 can be found on the Devon in Sight website under About Us. The website address again is www.devoninsight.org.uk. www.ecc.uk. I'll give that again at the end of the presentation. Chapter 6, Influencing Change, the Devon Sight Loss Forum. Despite legislation that aims to protect the rights of people who are blind and partially sighted, the accessibility of products, information and services is still not an area where people with sight loss have equality of experience. Whether this is being able to independently read instructions on grocery packaging, being able to enjoy favourite TV shows with audio description, or getting information from health services in accessible formats, people who are blind and partially sighted experience a significant information and inclusion gap because of their vision impairment. Transport systems, pavements and built environments are often not designed to be fully inclusive of people with a vision impairment. People with sight loss are unable to drive, so for journeys that cannot be made by walking, rely on public transport, taxis and lifts from friends or relatives. Navigating streets, public spaces and buildings can be a challenge for people with sight loss, particularly if the environment is unfamiliar, changeable or not designed in an accessible way. We believe that it is important that people who are blind or partially sighted, their family and carers have a voice in the development of sight loss services and other community services across Devon. Devon Insight promotes a culture of listening and participation at all levels of the charity. Keeping client voice at the heart of our charity will ensure that we continue to do the very best for people affected by sight loss in Devon. One of the ways that you can help to influence change is through our Devon Sight Loss Forum. The forum plays a significant part in this ambition and brings people with differing sight loss experiences together who can speak from a unified perspective. We seek to make Devon a sight loss friendly county, and with your help we can evidence the need for change and work with service providers to make life better for everyone affected by sight loss in Devon. Would you like to help represent people affected by sight loss in Devon? We are recruiting new Sight Loss Forum members now. For information about the Sight Loss Forum, please ring the helpline. Chapter 7, Influencing Change, the Devon Sight Loss Guide. Devon Insight is keen to support people at every stage of their sight loss journey. As a charity, we address the issues faced by local people living with sight loss by providing non-clinical community support, which complements that of optometrists in the high street, ophthalmologists in the hospital eye units, and rehabilitation officers in the local authority sensory teams. We provide emotional support, information, equipment advice and training to enable people to live full and rewarding lives and to be actively engaged in their local community. People often describe receiving a diagnosis of sight loss as a traumatic experience. Therefore, Devon Insight supports people at the earliest possible opportunity to navigate the help that is available from the sector as a whole, and we provide a listening ear as people adjust to this prospect of losing some or all of their sight. We make sure that people fully understand their diagnosis, that they receive all the support which is available, and that they can make the best use of their residual sight through the correct use of lighting and magnification. The good news is that even during the pandemic, there has been a lot of support available to help people adapt to living with sight loss, if only they knew about it and are able to access it. Therefore, the most important role for us as a charity is to be able to support people as soon as possible after their diagnosis, to help people navigate the support that is available from across the health, social care and voluntary sectors, and for people to know that they are not alone as they deal with the huge emotional impact of sight loss. This is what I had to say about it. For many years, I've recognised the need to bring together an accessible guide for people who are living with sight loss in Devon. Devon in Sight is taking the lead in producing a sight loss guide specifically for people living or working in Devon. If you've been recently told that you have sight loss or have been living with sight loss for many years, this guide will be for you. You may have any type of sight loss, such as age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, cataract, or total sight loss. The aim of the Devon Sight Loss Guide is to give you a general overview of a range of topics. It will help you to understand more about sight loss and the treatment, support and services that are available to you locally, regionally and nationally. It will also include information about how you can live as well as possible with sight loss and feel confident about making plans for the future. So how can you help? We are now working on the first draft of the Devon Sight Loss Guide in partnership with NHS England and all of our partners in the sight loss sector. However, we need your help. Please ring the helpline with your answer to the following question. What is the one thing that you wish you had known sooner in your sight loss journey? If you'd like to give us your answer to this question or discuss this further as a project, please give us a call on the helpline. That number again is 01392 876 666. I'll give it again at the end of the programme. Chapter 8. Influencing Change. Tackling Loneliness with Transport. Connecting You. Millions of people across the nation are struggling with feelings of loneliness, which were exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. At Devon in Sight, we know that being blind or partially sighted has a significant impact on people's independence and emotional well-being. People with little or no sight can become tentative and fearful of going out. They can also feel very wary of engaging with public transport. Devon County Council is one of 12 organisations across England that have recently been awarded funding through the Department of Transport Tackling Loneliness with Transport Fund. The aim of the funding is to understand how transport can play a role in helping people who are feeling lonely. The pilots will be measured and evaluated rigorously, enabling the Department of Transport to understand more about how transport can be used to help reduce loneliness and share findings with organisations within and outside government. The Devon pilot, Connecting You, focuses on two beneficiary groups particularly affected by loneliness. These are young people, aged 16 to 24, and the over 55s. Learning from the pilots will be used to inform how future transport schemes can contribute to reducing loneliness in communities. This is what I had to say. There are around 50,000 people living with sight loss in Devon. And they need to travel to school, work and to the shops just like everyone else. But some people with sight loss can feel very anxious about travelling on public transport, and they find it hard to leave the house at all. We hope our Driving Change for People with Sight Loss project will remove barriers for people who are blind or partially sighted who wish to use public transport and ultimately help reduce loneliness and social isolation. It's so important that all transport staff understand sight loss and the often small adjustments that they can make all the difference to blind and partially sighted passengers. Devon in Sight is committed to making Devon a better place for people affected by sight loss. We would like to hear from people who are living with sight loss who would like to support us with this project. Would you like to be involved in a social gathering where you will be required to use public transport from your home to get there? Your experiences will form part of our research project. To be involved in the Connecting You project, please call the helpline. Chapter 9. The Driver Awareness Training Programme. In addition to the main Connecting You project, Devon Insight is supporting Devon County Council to deliver another initiative as part of the wider project. The Driver Awareness Training Programme recognises how critical the role of the bus driver is to a passenger's journey experience. Helping drivers to overcome their own concerns about offering help to passengers with protected characteristics such as disability. Devon Insight has partnered with Devon County Council, Living Options Devon, and North Devon Voluntary Service to help our smaller and medium-sized commercial bus operators with a first-rate training programme. We know that since the COVID pandemic, there are many passengers who are anxious about using public transport and/or are unfamiliar with the new payment methods and associated technology, including timetables and travel apps. We are working collaboratively to assemble a bespoke half-day workshop for our local and medium bus operator companies and their staff, including drivers, which can be delivered at various venues across Devon. The training programme aims to raise awareness of a range of disabilities, and Devon Insight will be providing sight loss awareness training. We'd like the bus company's chief executive officers, maintenance staff, office staff and drivers to get involved, to encourage awareness training throughout their organisations and so that knowledge is not lost when staff move on. The programme will involve evaluation and feedback on content. Staff participating in the training will increase their knowledge and skills and become sight-wise when offering support and assistance to anyone living with low vision. They'll also be helping our mission to make Devon a better place for people who are blind or partially sighted to live. So, how can you help? We would love to hear your stories about good and bad experiences around public transport. How can things be improved? What works really well? We are also seeking people who are blind or visually impaired who would like to take part at the following awareness sessions in 2023. Provisional training dates have been scheduled for Exeter on the 26th of January, Ivy Bridge on the 9th of February, Newton Abbott on the 2nd of March, and Barnstaple on the 23rd of March. If you would like to share your stories or take part in the training, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 10. Independent Living Service. Living with sight loss events. This is illustrated with a photograph of the audience at our last Honiton event, and also some other pictures of some of the participants. So we've got Jenny Gaywood from Blind Veterans UK, and Wendy and Peter Eagles from Sidvale Talking Newspaper. Here's the article. This year, we have held assistive technology events in Exeter, Newton Abbott, Torrington, Honiton and Paignton. Many clients have benefited from meeting our assistive technology partner, Sight and Sound Technology Limited, who are the largest supplier of low vision equipment in the country. We have also been supported by a number of partners who have helped you with your computers, tablets and mobile phones. These events have been expanded to include more partners from the sight loss sector, including Blind Veterans UK, RNIB Technology Support Volunteers, Talking Newspapers, Sensory Team Rehabilitation Officers, local blind clubs, Lions Clubs, and the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. Tony Shrub from Sight and Sound Technology gives a presentation at each event to showcase the latest technology available. One client recently described our community-based events as being better than Sight Village. Future Living with Sight Loss Events. We are currently planning future Living with Sight Loss events for 2023 in South Moulton, Kingsbridge, Tavistock, Tiverton and Exeter. We will write to our registered clients who live in the vicinity closer to the dates once the venues have been confirmed. If transport is a barrier to you attending community-based events, we want to hear from you. For more information about Living with Sight Loss events, please call the helpline. Chapter 11, and this is an independent living service feature called Stop the Drop, and we've done this in partnership with Southwest Water. Following one of the driest and hottest periods in the region for over 130 years, the rainfall across the southwest has been very welcome. In recent weeks, this, alongside Southwest Water's proactive steps to increase supplies, has helped river and reservoir levels stabilise and slowly start to recover. However, reservoir levels remain low in the southwest and especially low in Cornwall. As the ground is so dry following months of hot weather, it will take much longer for moisture to reach groundwater sources, as the dry soil will absorb water. Think of it as a dry kitchen sponge getting wet for the first time after sitting on the windowsill in the sun. When you initially run it under the tap, water will bounce off it, and then the sponge will slowly start to absorb it. This is similar to the ground, so we need sustained rainfall to help restore moisture and then to refill our rivers and reservoirs. That is why Southwest Water is asking everyone to help stop the drop and continue to reduce the amount of water they use to help recharge the region's rivers and reservoirs. The temporary restrictions on the use of hose pipes are still in place in Cornwall and parts of North Devon. The more water we can collectively save now will reduce the risk of further restrictions being required in the spring or summer of 2023. Laura Flower-Drew, Southwest Water's Chief Customer and Digital Officer, said, "We have been working around the clock to bring new supplies safely online, find and fix more leaks than ever before, and help businesses and customers reduce their water usage. These proactive steps have helped river and reservoir levels to stabilise across our region and recover in Devon. However, in Cornwall, reservoir levels remain low. That is why we are asking everyone to help stop the drop, so we can restore reservoir levels, ensure that we have enough water today and into next year." As well as offering tips on how to be more water efficient at home, so far this year, Southwest Water have given more than 45,000 water-saving devices to customers, ranging from water butts to flow-reducing shower heads. These can be found on their website. Day-to-day activities around the house can use a lot of water, from 50 litres a cycle on a washing machine and up to 9 litres every time you flush the loo, to using 14 litres for a dishwasher cycle and even 30 litres for hand washing dishes. Small steps can make a big difference. Cutting shower time by just 1 minute across the southwest would save over 16 million litres a day. That's enough water to supply 100,000 additional people each day. Simply turning off the tap when brushing your teeth can save approximately 9,000 litres a year. That's the equivalent of 37,000 cups, or enough water to shower almost 100 times. A dripping tap wastes around 5,500 litres of water a year. For more information, or to order water-saving devices, visit the Southwest Water website. That address is www.southwestwater.co.uk and then search for Save Water. That address again, www.southwestwater.co.uk, and then search for Save Water. Chapter 12, Independent Living Service, South West Water Priority Services. Need a little extra help? At some stage in our lives, we can all benefit from a bit of extra help. This could be due to a physical or learning disability, illness, age or communications requirement, or other reasons. The following article has been produced, again, in partnership with South West Water. South West Water's priority services are available to anyone living within the region, even if you are not the bill payer. The help available doesn't have to be for you. If you're an account holder or nominated carer, you can register on behalf of someone else. Communicating with you in different formats. As part of priority services, South West Water can communicate with you in a range of formats. If you have a specific communication requirement, or you find it hard to understand your bill, they can send your bill in large print, Braille, or read and explain this to you over the telephone. You may prefer them to send your bills to a nominated person, for example a carer, relative or friend, provided they agree. If you have a hearing or speech difficulties, you may want to use text relay or minicom when contacting them. A selection of information leaflets are also available on request in alternative formats such as large print or audio CD formats. To register for South West Water Priority Services, use the following methods. Call them on the following telephone number to register. The number is 0344 346 1010. That number again, 0344 346 1010. You can register online by visiting the South West Water website and searching for Help Priority Services. Minicom users can call the following number, 0800 169 9965. The Minicom number again is 0800 169 9965. Text relay is also available. Chapter 10, Health and Wellbeing Service, Telephone Speaker Seminars. In November 2020, at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, Devon Insight introduced a programme of free, telephone-based sight loss seminars where people could hear from our partners across the health and social care sectors and voluntary sector in the comfort of their own homes. These events are far from passive and are structured so that following a formal information sharing presentation, listeners can contribute by asking questions and share their lived experiences of sight loss. This service has proved to be so well received that it continues monthly, attracting speakers from across the sight loss sector and beyond. An archive of previous seminars is accessible through the Devon Insight website. Sight loss speaker seminars take place every second Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. on this free phone number, 0808 169 7930. That number again is 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone or mobile are free. So here's the schedule of events. Tuesday, the 13th of December 2022. Some Christmas folk tales. Rarely do we allow ourselves time in our hectic schedules to simply sit and listen to a story. The oral storytelling tradition goes back thousands of years. Author and academic Jenny Moon joins us to share some festive stories. So that event's taking place on Tuesday, the 13th of December at 10:30. On Tuesday, the 10th of January 2023, supporting independence through technology. Smart technology provides many technological innovations to help to restore the independence and quality of life of people who are visually impaired. Our guest speakers are Steve Pearson and Peter Spite, the CEO and Director of Disability Engagement at Smart Technology Limited. That event again is taking place at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 10th of January, 2023. And now something completely different. On Tuesday, the 14th of February, 2023, Blue Peter, Behind the Badge. Our guest speaker is my friend Alex Leisure. Alex Leisure is a television producer, director, and cameraman. For 36 years, Alex worked on the classic BBC television programme Blue Peter as the show's most prolific filmmaker. Here's a secret. We hope to be joined by veteran Blue Peter presenter Peter Purvis. Now, Peter will be only appearing subject to work commitments, but we hope he can join us. And that's at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 14th of February, 2023. To access our telephone sight loss speaker seminars, ring the following telephone number. It's 0808 169 7930. And the calls are free from your home telephone or mobile. Chapter 14, Health and Wellbeing Service, Telephone Chit-Chat Calls. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we developed some new free telephone-based support services to help prevent the spread of the virus and to be accessible for everyone across the county. We provide these free and accessible services through Togetherly, a telehealth platform that helps organisations who support older or disabled people to facilitate social interaction, create communities and reduce loneliness. This is a cost-effective, safe and sustainable way for Devon Insight to connect people across Devon by phone and measure the impact. Being able to access these free and accessible services from the comfort of our clients' own homes has proved very popular. In January 2022, we established our weekly telephone chit-chat call service. These calls provide a welcoming and compassionate place where callers can support one another and build confidence. Facilitated by a member of Devon Insight staff, they provide a safe space for callers to air thoughts, share experiences, and ask questions. The first call attracted 9 participants. However, over the months, we have welcomed many new members and now have around 24 clients who call in regularly. The callers have got to know each other well and have shared in the triumphs and challenges each has experienced. They've gained in confidence, and from being scared to go out beyond their own garden, are now planning adventures together, or trying out new technology that will help them to live life more easily. These regular calls have become an important part of the services Devon Insight offers, and our clients' weekly routines. Please remember, this is not a closed group, and all are welcome to join. You can just listen to the conversation or become more involved when you feel ready to do so. One participant recently said, "I want to let you know how valuable the Wednesday phone call is. To know I'm not alone, and that the group has the same experience as me, has been really helpful, informative, and encouraging." To access the call, simply dial the telephone number below at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday. Christmas and New Year closure. We will not be holding a telephone chit-chat call on Wednesday the 28th of December. The first call for 2023 will be held on Wednesday the 4th of January. So, a reminder of the telephone number. To access telephone chit-chat calls, please ring 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home phone or mobile are free. Chapter 15, Health and Wellbeing Feature, Flu and COVID-19 Vaccinations. Winter Flu. BBC News recently reported that the winter flu season has started early this year, and December will see the start of the first full winter with no coronavirus-related restrictions since 2019. During the COVID pandemic, the United Kingdom saw very little flu due to the lockdowns, which meant that people mixed far less. However, as a result of this, natural immunity is thought to have declined across the population, prompting the government to push for all those eligible to take up the flu vaccine. Winter 2017 saw a particularly severe strain of the flu, which had a large impact on older age groups. The team at Devon Insight would therefore urge all of you who are eligible for a flu vaccination to get vaccinated. COVID-19. The NHS reports that COVID-19 symptoms are similar to colds and flu. They include a high temperature, a cough, and a loss or change in your smell or taste. You can help stop the spread of coronavirus by getting vaccinated and taking care when meeting other people, such as meeting them outside. Should you contract COVID-19, you can ease mild symptoms by resting, drinking plenty of fluids, and taking painkillers. Get advice from NHS 111 or a GP if you get the following symptoms. You're feeling gradually more unwell or more breathless. You have difficulty breathing when you stand up or move around. You feel very weak, achy, or tired. You're shaking or shivering. You've lost your appetite. You're unable to care for yourself. For example, tasks like washing and dressing or making food are too difficult. You still feel well after 4 weeks. This may be long COVID. For those of you with internet access, go to 111.nhs.uk or call 111 from your telephone or call your GP surgery. Go to A&E immediately or call 999 if you experience the following symptoms. You're so breathless that you're unable to say short sentences when resting. Your breathing has got suddenly worse. You cough up blood. You feel cold and sweaty with pale or blotchy skin. You have a rash that looks like small bruises or bleeding under the skin and does not fade when you roll a glass over it. You collapse or faint. You feel agitated, confused, or very drowsy. You've stopped peeing or peeing much less than usual. Now that all sounds a bit scary, but it's best to call for help. And now chapter 16. It's another health and wellbeing feature, and it's called Message in a Bottle Scheme. The Lions Club of Paignton, supporting people who are blind or partially sighted across Devon. Lions Club of Paignton are supporting us with this great scheme. So what is it? It's a simple idea designed to encourage people to keep their basic personal and medical details on a standard form and in a common location. The fridge. What does it do? It saves the emergency services valuable time if they need to enter a property in an emergency. Not only does it help to identify who you are, it also identifies if you have any special medication or allergies. It is not only a potential lifesaver, but it also provides peace of mind to you, your friends and family, by knowing that prompt medical treatment is provided and that the next of kin and emergency contacts are notified. So who's it for? The answer is simple, anyone. Whilst it is focused on the more vulnerable people in a community, anyone can have an accident in the home. So this scheme can benefit anyone. Who knows about it? All emergency services are aware of the message in a bottle scheme. By displaying the green stickers in your home, the emergency services will find the bottle in the fridge and use the forms inside to ensure that you are treated quickly, which can save time and save lives. So what's in the bottle? A form you fill in with your name, medicines, allergies, and relatives' contact details, and two green stickers. What do I have to do? You fill in the form, put it in the bottle, and put the bottle in your fridge. Put one green sticker on your fridge door, and the other green sticker on the inside of your house door. Where can I get one? Devon Insight have secured a supply of message in a bottles from our friends at the Lions Club of Paignton. These are available under our equipment bursary fund for free. We can send these out to people with a visual impairment under the Articles for the Blind Postal Service. We would like to extend our sincere thanks to John Atelio, who's the president, and Malcolm and Jan Stone of the Lions Club of Paignton for supporting us to make the message in a bottle scheme available to people who are blind or partially sighted across Devon. To obtain your free message in a bottle, please ring the helpline on 01392 876 666. Chapter 17. Fundraising news. Community fundraising. Our community supporting people living with sight loss in Devon. Co-op Local Community Fund. Devon in Sight was chosen as one of the Co-op Local Community Fund causes for 2021 to 2022. The Community Fund supports projects across the UK that Co-op members care about. Every time their members buy selected Co-op branded products and services, they give local causes a helping hand. Co-op members have raised £117 million for local communities nationally in the last 12 months. On Saturday, the 5th of November, I visited the Co-op in Carrick Street branch, Exeter. I was pleased to receive a donation of £2,411.29 towards our work. We'd like to say a big thank you to all those who have chosen to support us through the Co-op Local Community Fund. Southwest Water. We were delighted to welcome Olivia Crisp, a community outreach officer from Southwest Water, to our offices on Monday the 7th of November, where we received a donation of £380 to support our telephone chit-chat call service. We are now looking at new and innovative ways that we can work more closely with Southwest Water to support you. Olivia has supported us with our independent living service feature about water conservation and the Southwest Water priority services. So a big thank you to Southwest Water. Chapter 18. Influencing Change. Community Champion Awards. Devon in Sight is keen to recognise outstanding customer service from an individual or organisation for people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. We would like to thank those of you who have taken the time to share your positive experiences of customer service. All nominees will receive a Community Champion Certificate. The first nominee, Citizens Advice Bureau. Lil Minns would like to nominate two members of staff from the Citizens Advice Bureaus in Tiverton and Barnstaple. Lil says, I would like to nominate the Citizens Advice Bureau in Tiverton for their help and support through a very difficult few months. I would particularly like to mention Emily from Access to Justice and Colleen based at the Barnstaple office for her help and support filling in various benefits forms. These two ladies have had a huge impact on my ability to cope with some major ongoing problems I have. The next nomination is for the Body Shop in Exeter. Jane Arkley would like to nominate the entire team at the Body Shop in Exeter to receive a Community Champion Certificate for outstanding customer service. Jane said, "Their interactions with me are very natural. They treat me as if I am any other customer, and I value that. They are not only helpful, but they quickly understood the need for me to purchase eyeshadow that only had a single colour per palette. I did not need to explain that with sight loss, multiple colours was simply impossible. It is so nice to be spoken to and not be patronised, and because of this, I simply cannot name any one person to receive this award, as they are all so very good. Devon in Sight will be sending a Community Champion Certificate for the whole branch." Finally, Santander Bank. Sylvia Jenkins would like to nominate the Newton Abbott branch of Santander Bank. Sylvia said, "Whenever I attend the bank to make a withdrawal, the team instantly asks if I require any help. I like to have smaller banknote denominations to use on a daily basis. The team always ensures that I leave Santander with exactly what I need. Nothing is too much trouble. Their help is very valuable to me." If you would like to nominate someone for a Devon in Sight Community Champion Award, please ring us on the helpline. Chapter 19. Influencing Change Campaign. Seeing in the New Year. Make having an eye test one of your New Year resolutions. It could save your sight. A New Year's resolution is a tradition, most common in the Western world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behaviour, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their behaviour at the beginning of a calendar year. I launched our first Seeing in the New Year campaign in December 2013. The premise is simple. Seeing in the New Year promotes the importance of regular eye tests for everyone. Eye tests are vital because you may not feel any pain or discomfort when something is wrong with your eyes. A visit to your optician for an examination is an important health check that may detect initial signs of eye conditions before you're aware of any symptoms. It is important to remember that many eye conditions can be treated if found early. Having an eye test won't just tell you if you need new glasses or a change of prescription. It's an important eye health check. An eye test can help identify other health conditions such as high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and increased risk of stroke. This December, we are launching our 10th annual Seeing in the New Year campaign, which is being supported by Marks & Spencer's Opticians. Now, in the print version of the newsletter, we have a voucher. Now, if you would like a voucher for yourself or to give to a friend, family or neighbour, please ring the Devon in Sight helpline. Chapter 20. Supporting us, how you can help us. It has never been more important to do your bit to support your local sight loss charity. For nearly 100 years, generations of people have helped Devon in Sight to provide help and support to people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. June, a client from Chudley, sums it up. Thank you for all the help you have given me. We would be completely isolated if we didn't have Devon in Sight and their staff. Devon in Sight has opened up a whole new world for me. We know that times are hard for everyone, but if you are able to support us with a small donation, it means that we can continue this vital work. There are a number of ways that you can help Devon in Sight financially to continue supporting people with sight loss across Devon. Friends of Devon in Sight. Our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Give as little or as much as you like with a monthly direct debit. Make a one-off donation over the telephone. You can simply make a card donation over the phone by ringing the main helpline number. You can make a one-off donation by cheque. Please make cheques payable to Devon in Sight and send them to the office manager, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. That address again is Devon in Sight, the office manager, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. For those of you who would like to make a one-off donation by bank transfer, you can make a donation through online banking to Devon County Association for the Blind, sort code 308037. That's sort code 308037, and account number 623 26768. That account number again, 623 26768. Now, another way you can support us is to leave us a gift in your will. Ask for a copy of our Ultimate Guide to Leaving a Lasting Legacy to Charity. This is designed to give you an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. So if you would like to support us with a donation or need any help or advice, please call us on the helpline. The helpline number again is 01392 876 666. So that draws a close to this edition of Envision Magazine, and may I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And I'd just like to mention our sponsor for this edition of the magazine, and that's Devon County Council with their Connecting You project. This has been Graham Flynn speaking, Chief Exec of Devon in Sight. Thank you for listening. Please remember to put your dongle back in the green wallet. Turn over the address label at the front and put it in any postbox. And just a reminder, there is no need to put any postage on the wallet. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Yeah.